The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
In Mind Your Business on Money FM, we check out the SME sector here in Singapore. Over 200,000 entities here in Singapore are SMEs. It also powers half our economy, the sector, and hires about 70% of our people. Now, how do we create a sustainable future for resource-hungry conglomerates? How do we maintain a balance between economic prosperity and the environment? Mr. Anurag Bajpayee is CEO and co-founder of Gradient Corporation. They have a solution. They work with industries ranging from textile manufacturing to energy production to reduce their impact on the environment, refining wastewater byproducts into purified water and other usable resources. Anurag, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The state of things, if you will, at this point in wastewater management, so to speak, here in Asia. What's working, what's not? Maybe you could help us out.
So obviously, the environmental consciousness and the consciousness around water shortages and water scarcity is increasing, not across the world. And believe it or not, Asia is actually now in ahead of everyone else in terms of regulations. Countries like India and China, which were long behind in environmental regulation, have now some of the strongest, most stringent regulations for industries. And I believe the reason is that the problem has become so dire that it has become a necessity. Of course, enforcement of that regulation takes time. The good thing is that such initiatives are not just coming from the governments. The populations, the people have actually realized that and demand that the industrial players be responsible with water resources.
Let's talk about wastewater management then. When we say wastewater, what might we mean, just for the uninitiated?
So wastewater, when we say wastewater, this is the effluent that is coming out of industrial processes. So whether it's, for example, when you drill for oil and gas, along with oil, you also get contaminated water. Traditionally, that water is disposed off into deep injection wells. And the industry...
I was just going to ask how, just dump it back into the sea or something.
No, so the dump it back into the sea, fortunately, is not what's happening. It might have happened at some point in the past, but it is not happening today. The standard practice with the oil and gas industry tends to be you drill a really deep disposal well, ideally that goes much below the groundwater and the aquifers, and you pump the water down there. The problem with that is this water gets taken out of the hydrological cycle. Mm. And it's not like you're done with it, right? So in order to continue the business, the industries, whether it's oil and gas or power or textiles, they need water as well. So you're dumping the contaminated water and you're procuring the fresh water from the public water supply.
Right.
So wastewater could be also highly contaminated water from textile dyeing operations when you're coloring, pharmaceutical companies. You know, we have some right here in Singapore. Coal power plants, they generate almost any heavy industry of any consequence generates highly contaminated water.
Was this then the genesis for Gradient, as you saw that was a pocket in this market that you could capitalize on to purify this wastewater?
Absolutely. Yeah. So just to take you a little bit back into the history of Gradient, Gradient was started in Boston in the United States out of MIT. My co-founder and I, we were both working at MIT on water treatment and desalination technologies.
This is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Correct.
Yeah.
At that time in the U.S., the unconventional oil and gas boom had just taken off.
Okay.
And water was at the center of the discussion, both environmentally and economically. The reason I say that is it's environmentally potentially quite damaging, and the public was up in arms about it. But our customers, who are now our customers, were spending a lot of money on it as well. So there was a potential win-win there. So we found a market in our backyard in the U.S. oil and gas industry. We went to Texas and started running these plants. And from there on, once we built that business in the U.S., we expanded our suite of offerings, the types of technologies and products we offer. We eventually made our way over to Asia, namely China, India, and Middle East. And now that we have moved to Singapore, Southeast Asia is a completely new market that's opened up for us, which we hadn't even thought about.
Let's talk about how it works then. You're taking this wastewater, sending it through something, it's coming out potable or just water that at least doesn't kill people?
Yeah, great question. So we have taken the view that, look, water is a very diverse field. Even within the industrial water category, it's a very diverse field. Different industries, different customers, different regions may have all slightly different requirements. So the way we look at it, we provide what the customer needs or what the regulation requires in the most effective, responsible, and economical way. So oftentimes the product that we produce is actually drinking quality water. Other times, the water is good enough for recycling, which is still good, right? You're not dumping that water. You're cleaning it just about that it becomes good enough to go back into the process. So you can almost make it a closed-loop system of water.
Yep.
And when we say good enough, that varies from customer to customer. So someone say, okay, you know, a little bit clean is okay. Some would want cleaner water. And then others would say, look, we need absolute fresh water.
Yeah.
So Gradient uses different products, and we are able to tweak within those product offerings as well to offer the end-to-end water solutions for our industrial customers.
If I may, why the different grades? Why isn't the end goal just potable water, just so we can drink it? We are one of the most water-stressed in Singapore anyway.
Correct. So if you think from the industrial user standpoint, if you can just avoid disposing of highly contaminated water, you can avoid having to procure fresh water all the time, you have actually solved a large chunk of the problem. You know, you're taking this contaminated water, you're cleaning it just enough for reuse that comes back again through the process.
Reuse in their particular instance. Okay.
Process. It doesn't have to be portable for our solution to be effective.
So talk about some of the key sectors that can take the lead in wastewater management. We talked about a few earlier that gave us an idea of where a lot of the wastewater is coming from, textile, for example, energy production as well. Who can, say, take the lead in terms of this kind of wastewater management?
I'll just go back to saying almost every heavy industry of any consequence has this problem, whether it's, and I'll just say, you know, talk about the industries that Gradient is serving today, from oil and gas to coal power to textiles, pharmaceuticals, chemical industry, tanneries, leather, as well as, you know, now getting into seawater desalination. That's a slightly different point of discussion, but there are environmental issues associated with that as well. So it's really no one industry globally that you can say can take the lead, because depends whether you're in the U.S. or in Singapore or China or India. Certain industries are larger, others are smaller. The example is in the U.S., oil industry is so big that they can and are taking the lead. In India, the textile industry is so big and they can and are taking the lead. Similarly, in China, the garbage management, the waste management industry is very big and very desperate for this type of a solution, and they are taking the lead.
How's Gradient's collaborations with local institutions here in Singapore? You're developing innovative technologies for wastewater management. How's it going so far?
Absolutely. So we have been very happy with moving our R&D headquarters and regional headquarters to Singapore, and have found that the talent in the water industry, as well as the research, the innovation that's happening at the institutions here in the water space, are some of the best in the world. Obviously, we were started out of MIT and still work closely with them. But currently in Singapore, we have 3 research collaborations going on between the 2 universities here, NTU and NUS. And of course, these are still early days. We just started those research collaborations, but we are very happy with the results so far. We are very optimistic of what's yet to come. And it's not just about the research collaboration and the technologies that may come out of it and the solutions may come out of it, but the people that those collaborations are training eventually become hopefully part of our company, but if not, at least part of the general industry, and continue to contribute to this.
You can check them out at gradient.com. That is gradient.com. Anurag Bajpayee is CEO and co-founder there. Anurag, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.